know everybody's here to hear Matt Ryan talk. He'll be here in a few minutes. But it's great to have our guys back in the building this morning. The CBA doesn't allow us as coaches to work with them on the field, but it does allow us to have meetings. We started our meetings yesterday, and it's invigorating to have some activity here at Flowery Branch. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about the importance of the training staff, A.J. Nibel, and his guys during this period for the team?
Well, in phase one, it's very important because they're the ones that are going to be working with the players out on the field. One of the emphasis points for us as a coaching staff was to evaluate everything that we do. One of the things that became very apparent for us was that we need to get bigger and stronger. And I think we've started doing that with our players. And, you know, it's AJ and his staff that are going to be leading that charge. It's going to be very important for us to be a much bigger and stronger football team.
Without getting too technical, does that involve more weight lifting or more?
The off-season program has changed. I think if you'll look back and look what I said the very first time I was here, not in this room, but over in that team meeting room, I talked about what it takes to win in the National Football League. And I believe I said that you have to win the line of scrimmage. You have to have bigger and stronger players than your opponent. I feel like we've lost our way. I've lost my way a little bit. And what the emphasis moving forward is going to be a bigger and stronger football team, and we're going to win the line of scrimmage. So to get bigger and stronger, you've got to work in the weight room. And you have to move weight in the weight room. You've got to be smart in how you do it, but our emphasis is on getting bigger and stronger.
Like, does anybody ever explain why there's actually a down period, like you guys can't have interaction with players? I mean, just the idea of that really doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
It's very counterintuitive as a coach and as a teacher. When players come to you and you want and they want to have interaction with you and you can't have interaction because the collective bargaining agreement says that you can't, just doesn't make sense to me. I'm an educator. My parents were educators. You want to help and serve your players. And the way that the system is right now, we're not able to do that. So, and I can't, you know, I can't answer why that was bargained that way, but it is very difficult because these guys, whether you're 12-4 or 3-13, whatever your record is, they want to get better, and they want to have an opportunity to meet with the coaches, and they haven't had that opportunity up until today to talk about football.
Coach, what can Julio do during this period? Is there anything that, you know, what's the next phase in his progress? So what is he able to do?
Well, Julio is participating with our athletic performance department with Marty Lazan and his group. He will be able to get out on the field and do you know, do some walkthrough stuff with us when we start going. Our focus on Julio is one thing, and that's having him prepared for our opener, which, well, sure, we'll get the date in the next couple of days, so that'll be an exciting time. I believe the schedule will be coming out in the next couple of days, but that's what our focus is. He's progressing well. We're not going to do anything to hinder his time frame in terms of getting back to work with us.
Are you guys going to do the fifth-year option with him?
Again, I'm not going to talk about specific contractual situations. I do know this. Julio Jones is going to be an Atlanta Falcon for a long, long, long time.
Thank you.
Yep. You know, as I said, I believe, you know, we go back and analyze everything that we do. I believe this. We did not win the line of scrimmage this year. It's a matter of 6 inches. Not saying that we're going to become this 3 yards in a cloud of dust football team, but you've got to win the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to run the ball when you have to run it. You have to be able to protect your quarterback, and you're fighting and battling for that 6 inches. That 6 inches can be the difference on a pass play. It can be the difference on a run play. You got to have a clean pocket for your quarterback to be able to throw the ball down the field. And I think if you go back and look, the defenses that I've been around and the teams that I've been around that have been successful have had big men on their lines of scrimmage on both the offensive and the defensive side of the football. Sam Adams, Tony Siragusa in Baltimore, John Henderson, Marcus Stroud in Jacksonville. We need to have big, strong men because at the core of the game is about controlling the line of scrimmage. Yes, it's a quarterback-driven league. Yes, it's a passing league, but you still have to win the line of scrimmage. And that's something that is going to be a major focal point for our football team as we prepare for the 2014 season.
And how much of that is pure physical size and how much of that is
attitude? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with physical size. I mean, when you start to do physics, when you start to look at the ability to move a person, if I'm trying to go out there and move Tyson Jackson, I'm going to have a hard time doing it. But if someone at similar, you know, similar weight, similar size, it's very important. Strength is important. The muscular efficiency of a player is important. And those are all the things that we are, you know, that we're looking at. When we left out of here with our players, we have got a plan in terms of how we're going to work these guys to get them bigger and stronger. Toughness is a word that has many, many different definitions. You got to be mentally tough. You got to be physically tough. You've got to be resilient as a football player to play in the NFL. You've got to be able to handle the ebbs and flows of a football game. So I don't really concern myself about the term toughness because my definition of toughness is going to be different than your definition of toughness. It's going to be different than someone else's. You have to be tough to play this game. The tougher teams are the ones that win. There's no doubt about it. But what is that definition of toughness?
So it's pretty safe to say then, you know, with your two position coaches, with Mike Tyson, Brian Cox, that's, you know, adding on to what you're trying to accomplish here.
Well, yes, you know, you calibrate your roster every year. You calibrate your coaching staff every year. We've made changes in our roster. We've added 8 free agents thus far. We've added, we've added 3 coaches on our coaching staff as well. They happen to coach the offensive and defensive line. I don't really want to talk specifically about 2013. I'm more focused on 2014. Learn from what happened in 2013. But we've got to be better at controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And that was an area that we fell short. And there's one person that's held responsible for it. And that's me. It's not the guys that were coaching that position last year. It's my responsibility. And we're going to do everything in our power in the weight room, in the classroom, on the field, to make sure that we're going to control the line of scrimmage.
So for the guys returning on both sides of the ball, do you find the willingness was there already coming off last season?
The willingness, I think that obviously we didn't get the results that we wanted. And everybody played a part in that. The willingness is there. It's going to be an open competition, much like I've said many, many times. It's not about your draft status. It's not about what your paycheck is. It's going to be about the guys that go out there and win the job and go out there and compete. And it's going to be an open competition. I think that the guys know how the tone has been set from the beginning of what we're looking for and what it looks like. We all know what it looks like. You know what good football looks like. You guys are very astute students of the game, and you know what it looks like. And there were times that last year that it wasn't good football. And, again, that was one person's responsibility, mine. And we're going to make sure that we get that fixed.
Mike, given that you can't look back and knowing hindsight is 2020, but yet you can't look into a crystal ball about what's going to happen this season. At this point right now, how do you feel about your team?
I feel very good about it. I hope somebody asks me, or do you think we're going to make the playoffs? Because if they did, I'd tell you yes. Okay, you want to be a relevant football team in November and December. I can't look in a crystal ball, but we've got the men in that room. We've got the men in the coaching locker room. We've got the men in the personnel department that are going to supply us with the players that we need, and we're going to coach the heck out of them, and we're going to go out there and compete. And, yes, I feel like we can make it back to the playoffs. Absolutely. On the offensive line, if you're able to get and win that 6 inches or win that 10 inches, depending on who the running back is when you're running the football, they're now at the second level. They've got the ability now to gain positive yards. If they don't win the line of scrimmage, we're not having a productive and efficient run play, and you've got to be efficient when you're running the football. On the defensive side, we've got to be able to stop the run. You can't put yourself in third down and twos and third downs and threes or giving up first downs on first and second down. And we've got to make sure that our guys understand the importance of it. And, again, I mentioned it earlier. We've got to win the line of scrimmage. It is the skilled positions that are very, very important to our football team, our quarterback, our wide receivers. But we've got to physically, okay, be bigger and stronger. We have to be mentally bigger and stronger for us to have the success that we want to have.
Mike, you made acquisitions, as you mentioned, from free agency. As far as the draft goes, looking up in the future a few weeks, do you feel you can address that part of the game with the line in the draft also to improve?
Well, yes. I think we've addressed it on the, in free agency. We had eight free agents that we signed, and I think if you run down the list, you'll see that they're big and they're strong men for the most part. John Asamoah, big, strong offensive guard. Gabe Karimi, guard tackle, combination guy that can play both sides. Paul Solei, big defensive lineman that can play in the middle. Tyson Jackson, big, strong defensive lineman that can play in the middle. And then we added a returner that we think is going to give us a much-needed lift in the return game, in Devin Hester, maybe the best of all time. And then we've added some players to compete at the defensive back position, at the corner and the nickel position, and Josh Wilson, Dwight Lowry, and Javier Arenas. And some of those guys that play the outside corner can play the inside corner as well, which we call our nickelback.
So does the draft being pushed back 2 weeks, or does it change your philosophy, your scheduling, the system you put in place?
It throws a wrench in it, to be quite frank with you, in terms of the amount of time that you're allowed to spend with rookies. We talk about developing young players. It's very important for coaching staffs and for organizations to develop young players. With the draft being kicked back 2 weeks, it cuts the time. They're coming in. The rookies will be coming in at a disadvantage, in my opinion, with the draft being set back 2 weeks. They're not going to get the opportunity to work as much with the coaching staff to learn our system and get them prepared. One man's opinion, I sure would like it to be back this weekend, because we would know what our roster looks like. We'd know who we were dealing with. We get an opportunity to build our team.
Coach, how more does the improve in the pass rush fit into this bigger and stronger equation? I would imagine winning that part of it.
We've got to win that. We were not a very good team on third down. Our third down efficiency was not where it needs to be. And that's a function of many things, one being affecting the quarterback. I say it all the time. We've got to do a better job affecting the quarterback. You can't address every issue that you have as a organization in one fell swoop. That's why there is free agency. That's why there is the draft. So, you know, we have the opportunity to address those issues, which they are, in, you know, in May. And we've got some young guys, though, that I'm very excited about. I think Jonathan Massaquoi continues to develop. He's going into his third season. He's got a much better understanding of what it takes to be a successful pass rusher. Stansley Mapanga, we feel very good about him as well. You know, we're glad to have O.C. Umanura back. O.C. had, I believe, 7.5 sacks last year. We need to continue to get production from him. We need to continue to have the improvement in Jonathan Massaquoi and Stansley Mapanga, and we have to get a push up the middle.
Coach, you mentioned obviously the failures on the line of scrimmage last year, but a lot of these guys that were that played are coming back. You mentioned some of the improvement that you expect from some of these guys. What are the other factors that makes you believe that those same guys can be more physical and be better players?
Well, I think on the defensive side, we've added, you know, we've added two guys. We've added two guys on the offensive side into the mix to this point. We still have opportunities to add guys to our roster. We're going to try to put the best 90 guys together that we possibly can, and we're going to let those guys go out and compete. I think our focus as a coaching staff and how we deliver it is going to be very important in terms of what our emphasis points are. I think the guys understand that. And I think everyone will be clear on what we have to get accomplished in this offseason.
Do you think there's a chance, Mike, physically on the field, I don't know if you want to call them fights, but I'm assuming if guys want to show themselves a little bit, isn't that sort of what can happen?
I think that we will have spirited competition throughout our off season. It would not surprise me if it wasn't very spirited.
And when you look back at the numbers last year, did you see the discernible differences in down and distance from a couple of years back that you put yourselves in?
Absolutely, on both sides of the football. You know, again, our analysis in over the last 3 months has been in depth in every area, and It was very apparent in terms of when we had to run the football, the efficiency of us running the football, the efficiency of us stopping the run, in turn affected our third down efficiency on the defensive side of the football. Those are all factors that go into the decisions that we make. And again, I'm about looking forward as much as I can. Hope that we don't have to have these discussions any longer about the 2013 season, because we've got to be looking forward. We can't be looking in the rearview mirror. We've got to learn from it. The attitude is outstanding. The guys are very, very positive out in the meeting rooms and out on the field, according to AJ and his crew, because we can't spend time with them. But I am very anxious to get out there, and phase one has to go like that and get to phase two so we can work with these players. We've spent a lot of time as an organization preparing for these periods that we're about to go through.
Coach, have you talked to Matt just on the offseason about, I don't know if you guys get together on what he's looking for or what he's asking for. Do you guys get together on that, or what's going to make him successful?
Again, the collective bargain agreement – okay, limits, okay, what discussions that you can have with players in the off season. It's called a dead period for a reason, because basically you can't have communication with your football players, which, as I mentioned earlier, is very counterintuitive as a teacher, as an educator, as someone that serves their players. And that's what we do as coaches. We serve our players, and we don't get the opportunity to do it like we need to do it.
Looking into the future, you always set a calendar up for the year, and you're going to be playing in London.
Yes.
Have you talked to other coaches about this, you know, what you're going to face, making that move?
Yes, and our calendar is set for that week. We definitely know that's the one game that we know that we're playing and when we're playing them. We'll be doing it in late October. Our plan is that we will go over and spend the entire week in London, make it a road trip that will get over there because of the travel. Early Monday morning, the players will be off on Tuesday, and we'll get into our regular routine just like we would do it here at Flowery Branch and practice on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then move into the city on Saturday and play the game on Sunday afternoon, London time, early. I believe it's a new thing for the NFL. Breakfast, breakfast with the Falcons. So we get a chance to have everybody gets an opportunity to eat breakfast. If they want to do their tailgating, they need to stay up all night. Well, I think we'll see what happens in terms of the schedule. You know, I've been on record and have said many times you want to play all 16 games at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, simply because we're all about routines. And we'll see. There'll be some exciting matchups that the Atlanta Falcons are going to be involved in. In terms of this, what the schedule makers decide when they're going to schedule it.
Mike, you haven't had to deal with a season like you had last year most of the time since you've been here. How's the offseason different for you?
It's different because I'm about winning. We're about winning. This organization has been a winning organization 5 of the 6 years that we've been here. Not about moral victories. I'm not about symbolic actions. There's one thing that we're all about, and that's winning football games. And my sole focus has been on one thing. The sole focus of our staff and our organization is about getting it fixed and getting it right. We've got all the support that we need, starting with our owner, Arthur Blank. He's very passionate about our football team and about this city and about it, the Atlanta Falcons. We've got the support of everybody that we need. We've got to go out and execute the plan that we have in place. And I've shared a little bit with you guys today about what the plan is.
Coach, how far in the past is 2013 for you? Not literally, but mentally.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that there's not a point in every day that I don't think about it, okay? But again, my main focus is not looking in the rearview mirror. My main focus is about moving forward. My main focus is about being better in 2014. That's why I think about 2013. It's about being better. It's about winning, because that's what we're all about. That's how we're judged. As a football coach, as a football team, and as an organization.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.